Good morning. I'm Pastor Jason from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Listening to Jesus. We take 2 minutes every Sunday morning to take a break from the noise and chaos of life and go straight to the Gospels and listen to the words of Jesus. Well, growing up, my sister's trump card in our disputes was sometimes, "Mom said," bringing in the parental authority gave weight to her side and usually silenced the opposition. What do you do when someone quotes the Bible saying, "God says," but you're just not sure that what they're saying is what God really meant? Today we're looking at the second thing Jesus said to the devil in response to Satan's second temptation in Matthew 4, verses 5 to 7. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angel concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Satan loves to quote the Bible. He knows it very well. He likes to add the weight of God's word behind the lies he speaks. Hundreds of crazy, misguided cults have arisen over the years, all quoting the Bible. But Jesus knew to fight fire with fire. He knew the only answer to a misused quote from the Bible was a right quote from the Bible. He also knew to bring things back to the character of God and the principle of living in the reverent fear of the Lord, which would never put God to the test. When we quote the Bible, let's make sure we're not just trying to manipulate God's word to serve our purposes, but like Jesus, let's walk in the humble fear of the Lord. Well, thanks for joining us for Listening to Jesus. If you're in the Harford County area, come and join us at Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. You can learn more at foresthillpca.org.